This is Points North, a show from Interlochen Public Radio, where we hear about life in northern Michigan through the news, the people, and the places. I'm Dan Wanshura. Coming up later on the show, going to a good preschool can lead to success down the line.
Our goal is to serve as many children as possible in the highest quality program possible.
But poor funding and infrastructure are getting in the way for some Michigan families. Plus, we celebrate teachers who have impacted your lives. But first, IPR reporter Taylor Wisner is here to talk about the status of money in Michigan education right now. Taylor, Governor Whitmer, and the state legislature both agree that public education is underfunded in the state, and they're in the process of negotiating increases to school funding. What exactly is being considered here?
Well, Dan, when we're talking about underfunded, Michigan ranks last in the nation in funding growth over the last quarter of the century, and that's likely contributed to lower education performance. Governor Whitmer's solution to that is to give $500 million additional dollars towards the education budget. The main chunk of that increase is going towards per-pupil funding, so that's $180 additional dollars per student. There's also going to be, as part of her budget, a 4% increase in funding for special education programs, a 20% increase for low-income students, and a 6% boost in money set aside for career and technical education programs.
Okay, and what's the legislature saying about all this?
Well, they agree schools need more money, but not as much as Whitmer says. They're against Whitmer's proposed weighted system that would give more money to low-income schools. And Whitmer wants to pay for it using a 45-cent gas tax that she's proposed, and they really don't like that.
What's the timeline? When might Whitmer and the legislature come to any sort of agreement here?
It's hard to say. Negotiations are ongoing right now, and the legislature has given this group Launch Michigan, which is composed of some educators and business leaders throughout the state, some time until the end of the year to submit recommendations.
All right. IPR's Taylor Wisner. Taylor, thanks.
Thank you.
This is Points North. I'm Dan Wanshura. If your kid goes to a good preschool, chances are they'll be better off as an adult. A study that spans four decades found those kids grew up to have higher incomes and IQs. They also committed fewer crimes and had fewer teenage pregnancies. So there's been a legislative push in Michigan to get more kids in preschools. But IPR's Max Johnston reports some preschools are still struggling to make ends meet, and families in northern Michigan can't find programs that work for them.
A couple dozen kids are playing during recess at the Leland-Aw Children's Center, a preschool and daycare in Leland. Teacher Aaron Ryder is making sure they stay safe. It's Ryder's 13th year at the Children's Center, where he teaches his kids some letters and numbers, but says most of his job is kind of just helping them become part of a community.
You know, every little conflict that they have from, you know, two kids want to play with the same block and now we have to talk about it. And so that's, you know, our job as teachers is to just sort of help them go through that.
As he's talking, a young girl named India says she's not getting a turn on the slide bar.
Alexa said, ha-ha, I got the slide bar
first. Oh.
To me.
Yeah. Did you feel kind of sad when she said that?
Yeah.
Do you want to turn on the slide bar?
Yeah.
Aaron walks her back to the playground and helps patch things up.
Case in point right there.
During the school year, the Leland-Aw Children's Center has 30 students in preschool, but it's struggling to stay open. A year's tuition for a four-year-old is around $8,000. Molly Grosvenor, program director at the Children's Center, says that only covers a quarter of their costs.
To pay for child care is really expensive. You know, as expensive as sending your child to college, but there's no FAFSA for preschoolers or toddlers.
The rest of their budget comes from government grants and private donations. That's a pretty common funding model for preschools. But the Children's Center isn't bringing in enough money, so they've had to cut back on care. They went from having classes 5 days a week down to four, and they cut staff salary and benefits. All around the country, rural preschools like the Children's Center are struggling. Steve Barnett says that's because it's harder for them to keep their doors open. He's the executive director of the National Institute for Early Education Research.
There aren't as many facilities
It's more expensive to provide the transportation. And there often aren't organizations with the capacity to make this happen outside of the public schools.
To address this, some states have tried universal preschool, where it's offered to all children, regardless of income. Those states roll the costs of preschools into the public school system. Governor Gretchen Whitmer likes that idea. Here she is on the campaign trail last year, talking to Detroit Public Television.
We've got to do better by our children, and that means having universal early childhood education so every child coming into kindergarten is ready to learn.
But universal preschool hasn't happened yet in Michigan. Whitmer is proposing a 35% increase to the state's preschool budget with the hope of universal preschool down the line. This has been done before. Former Governor Rick Snyder passed a slightly lower increase in 2015, bringing $160 million more dollars to Michigan's preschools. And it did make a difference. Yvonne Donahoe with the Traverse Bay Area Intermediate School District says that money opened up 1,200 preschool slots for low-income students in the ISD. But that's about 150 short of the demand. And that shortage is typical for most years.
Even though funding is higher than it was several years ago, that we've seen some very specific decreases in opportunity in Leelanau County.
Donahoe says two preschool programs in Leelanau have closed this year due to a lack of resources. And they've closed because the money from the state isn't addressing the needs of some parents. There aren't buses to get kids to and from, and state-certified preschools operate during school hours, which just doesn't fit with the schedule of some working families. Donahoe says county-specific subsidies, tax breaks, and community grants could help, but there isn't much of that at the state level. Here's Governor Gretchen Whitmer again.
There are a lot of different things that are available even from the federal government that we're not making use of here in Michigan. Right now, we could be giving tax breaks to families for child care, and we're not.
It's the end of recess at the Leelanau Children's Center, and Aaron Ryder is calling his students in.
We say E-I-E-I-O, and they all know it's time to go in. You can go into the bathroom.
The future of the preschool is still up in the air. Because they're not getting enough money from parents or the state, the county may propose a millage.
E-I-E-I-O.
For Points North, I'm Max Johnston.
You ready to go in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Dan Wanshura, and you're listening to Points North. As the school year wraps up, we asked you to tell us about teachers who impacted your life.
I get choked up just talking about it. Walter G. Kramer, that's amazing, my band teacher in high school.
That's Chris Campbell of Traverse City. He says Mr. Kramer introduced generations of Bay City kids to music they never would have found.
And in a time in high school when things were pretty boring, there was 1 hour a day when we got to make music with Mr. Kramer. It was just really the best hour of the day.
My favorite teacher was Mr. Rosinski.
Betsy Emden says Mr. Rosinski was her ninth grade English teacher.
I feel like he shaped me. He put me into three dimensions from what I was a pretty one-dimensional person.
Another beloved teacher is Diana Lyon Schumacher, or Mrs. Shu, as her students call her. She's a math teacher at West Senior High School in Traverse City. Here's IPR's Morgan Springer.
Mrs. Shu grew up on a cherry farm on Old Mission Peninsula.
I think I wanted to become a teacher from the time I was in about second or third grade. I used to play school at home.
She says the kids in the neighborhood would come over on rainy days to play with her and her nine siblings.
And I was always the teacher. And I would make papers for them to do, and I would have them, okay, you're going to read this book, and then we'd talk about it. So I had this passion.
Can you check with somebody around you, see if they came up with the same thing you did?
Now Mrs. Shu is wrapping up her 39th year teaching real classes in real schools.
The mean, I got 7.46.
Today she's teaching statistics to freshmen and sophomores.
I didn't get the cues though because I didn't have time because I just found the mean.
What'd you get for the minimum? What else was easy?
As a veteran teacher, Mrs. Shu is relaxed and she knows not to sweat the small stuff. It's not a big deal to her if a student is a couple minutes late to class or they miss an assignment, as long as it's not a pattern.
It's not, did you get your homework done or not? It's what did you learn from your homework? What have you learned in Mrs. Schumacher's class this year?
This was the last year, though, because Mrs. Shu retired from TCAPS this month.
Bittersweet, but it's time.
And she says her legacy lives on in her daughter, who has already been a teacher for 14 years. For Points North, I'm Morgan Springer.
And that's our show this week. I'm your host, Dan Wanshura. Our executive producer and editor is Morgan Springer. Tune into Points North Fridays here on IPR News Radio, or listen anytime at pointsnorthradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts.